Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
It is going to be an exciting week at the Ellendale East Area School, and we are going to find out why. One of the teachers, April Haig, joins us on the line. April, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Now, April, from what I understand, you're one of, or the art teacher for the Ellendale East Area School. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm one of the art teachers. So I teach reception to Year 12 at the school, but I'm a secondary trained art teacher. And we have another teacher, Sarah Stratford, who also teaches some of the secondary classes.
April, tell me about the arts program at Ellendale East Area School.
Well, the arts program is quite varied, and we're able to accommodate, you know, because we're so small, I suppose, we accommodate a range of, you know, student interests, and we really try to focus on students' individual pathways and what they're particularly interested in. So we've got a really flexible program. Our Year 8 to 10 students get to look at a range of different media and techniques like they would do in most schools, but I suppose the difference is we're able to have lots of workshop opportunities. We've had visiting artists, and we also run a program called Art in the Community, which means that students can get out there and do some real life projects as well, working on murals, not just in the school grounds, but they've worked in Panola on a wall that I did, but also we've got projects coming up at places like Rest Haven in Mount Gambier, and yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Now, April, I got to ask, how does a little school like Ellendale East Area School happen to attract an international artist to do some artwork? Because that's what's happening this week.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, I've been a fan of Findac, the Irish artist, street artist, for a long time. I'm pretty passionate about street art. And I heard a rumour that he was going to be potentially heading over this way. I guess unfortunate, or, yeah, just unavoidable circumstances meant that he couldn't go through with his job in Millicent. But as soon as I heard that that had unfortunately fallen through, I thought, oh my goodness, because I knew that he was going from Melbourne to Adelaide this week, and was sort of thinking, oh, you know, maybe I could do something in between. I thought, oh, surely we could find something else that he could potentially work on. And then I thought, oh my goodness, why don't I just ask, put the question to him whether he'd like to come to Ellendale East and do something for us. So I don't have Findac's email address or number or anything. So I just got onto social media and sent him a message through Instagram, which he instantly replied to. And, you know, he didn't say yes straight away, of course, but with a bit of discussion and, you know, started sending him photographs of potential walls. He eventually decided that that was something he could do. So, yeah, he's gonna start work tomorrow, which is awesome.
April, it must be not only good for you as an artist who has followed Findac for a number of years, but to have him at the school and to, I suppose, give kids the opportunity to meet an internationally renowned artist, to work with them in some capacity, and to have them visit and have an artwork by him must be incredible.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like they're extremely lucky kids. And there's going to be, I mean, he's going to be working flat out to get this wall done in time for his next one in Adelaide, but we're just going to use every possible opportunity to allow kids to work alongside him, to learn from him, to hear about his work and his practice. He's painted, you know, he's painted for years. He's travelled all over the world, honing his craft, and does some really amazing stuff. So, the educational opportunity for those students to learn from a living artist is going to be amazing. Yeah, they're very excited.
Hey, April, it's all going to unfold during the course of the week. We might try and catch up towards the end of the week and maybe have a bit more of a chat and find out what it's been like to have Findac here in the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, sure. I'd definitely be happy to let you know how it's all gone. It'd be great.
April, great to talk to you this morning. Congratulations on a huge achievement of bringing someone with the credentials of Findac to the Limestone Coast. And good luck this week, all right?
Thank you, Ewan.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.